Searching is a big screen story told through our many small screens, weaving together FaceTime and Skype calls, text message conversations, social media posts, YouTube videos, live streams, and security camera footage into what's essentially a very old-fashioned mystery. As our amateur sleuth toggles through multiple windows on his desktop, new clues are dredged up, and what seemed like a fairly straightforward missing persons case becomes something much more complicated. This is hardly a new stylistic conceit. Nacho Vigalondo's 2014 thriller Open Windows and the Unfriended slasher movies were shot entirely from the POV of webcams, and the precedent was obviously set by the found footage horror boom. But Searching is different from those earlier films because, despite its mystery trappings, it's more of a personal drama, about a father who, under the worst possible circumstances, realizes he may not know his daughter at all. First-time feature director Anish Chagnati opens the film with a cannily edited montage that shows a couple, David, John Cho, and Pam, Sarah Soane, raising a child. Through a series of Google searches, cell phone videos, candid snapshots, and computer calendar listings, we see Pam succumb to cancer, and both David and Margot, their daughter, continuing on without her. Now a single father, David is a workaholic, and Margot, played by Michelle Law, now a high school junior, has thrown herself into her schoolwork. They're both so busy, in fact, that it's not unusual for them to go a whole day without crossing paths, so it doesn't set off too many alarm bells when David hasn't seen Margot for a full 24 hours. She won't respond to texts, but then David has a realization. It's Friday, and she's at her piano lesson. But a quick call to the piano teacher reveals Margot quit her lessons months ago, and a look at her bank account reveals that she's been depositing the money David has been giving her to pay for them. As he combs through her Facebook friends list and contacts each of them, David realizes that Margot was something of a loner, that the outgoing kid he thought she was may have been a smokescreen for something darker. Enter a stern police detective played by Deborah Messing, convinced that Margot skipped town, and David's stoner brother played by Joseph Lee, who may know more than he lets on. This fairly straightforward mystery grows increasingly complex as more forms of technology are brought into the fold. The old Windows desktop, Margot's live stream history, Google Maps locations, Venmo transactions, drones, and hidden nanny cams. It also gets more preposterous as it chugs along, with red herrings, false alarms, dead ends, and MacGuffins accumulating like pop-up ads littering your computer screen. If you think about the logistics of the plot for more than half a second, you'll realize that getting from point A to point B requires too many characters, including members of several different law enforcement agencies, to jump to way too many hasty conclusions and to overlook crucial pieces of evidence in plain sight. But what works in Searching is its very conceit, which uses a mystery plot to explore how we interact with one another in a hyperconnected world. Despite some unbearably hokey TV news footage, Searching mostly gets modern-day correspondence just right. Chagnati and his co-writer Sev Ohanian cut to the heart of several contemporary anxieties at once, and they go about it in ways that don't feel hectoring or churlish. It's also perceptive about the unexpected consequences of connectivity, how unexpected moments in the investigation go viral, how David becomes the subject of Twitter hashtags and distasteful internet memes, how the case inspires breathless theories by Reddit sleuths. You can interpret the final message of Searching in one of two ways. Either it's a horror story about how, by putting our lives in full view on social media, we're all complicit in our own surveillance. Or it's a glass-half-full rumination on technology being a saving grace when used for noble purposes. Regardless of how you come away from it, the film proves that it's built upon the rare stylistic gimmick that, if handled by enterprising filmmakers, could effectively tell many more stories. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.